This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Celeste Middlehauser. This week, we continue the story from Javon Grelino about his observations of an Aeolid nudibranch on Mount Desert Island that appears to be unique among species of nudibranch previously recorded in Maine. This essay was published in the Maine Natural History Observer and has been adapted for radio. At this point, we had enough morphological distinctions to realize our species had a chance of being undescribed, but we couldn't go further in distinguishing it from the known species without collecting an adult specimen to observe egg laying and development. Jeff explained the process to me, and on April 27th, Bela found a specimen at the same site, and I collected it in a vial of clean seawater. With the specimen safely transported to my basement, I kept it in a beaker of clean seawater, which was kept in a closed cooler. The basement's temperature was already a near-perfect match to the water temperature I recorded in the tide pool. I swirled the water in the beaker twice daily, and every 3 days I carefully replaced the water from a supply I collected from the same site, shaken daily to keep it oxygenated. On April 30th, I came home from work to find that an egg mass had been laid on the side of the beaker, a little spiral coil measuring 4 millimeters at its longest dimension and containing approximately 200 round white eggs. The quantity of eggs alone distinguished our species from Zelentia ninel, reported to have 10 to 60 eggs per coil, but I was able to document an even more profound distinction on May 20th. When 21 days after the egg coil was laid, many of the embryos began hatching. I gently moved the entire egg coil onto a microscope slide using a scalpel, and observing it at 100 times magnification, I could clearly see the shelled veliger larvae moving around. They had egg-shaped shells, a foot and bilobed vellum, and 2 eye spots. After seeing my photos and video taken through the microscope, Jeff informed me that these were lecithotrophic larvae. As he explained it to me, in lecithotrophic development, the larvae do not need to feed in order to settle and metamorphose into juveniles. The development of the morphologically similar species Zelentia willosi has not been documented, but Zelentia ninel embryos never develop a shell and instead hatch directly as juveniles, so we can confidently rule that species out. After documenting the veligers, I rinsed them back into the beaker with a pipette. We now know our species is not Zelentia ninel, but we still can't rule out Zelentia willosi, which is why the adult specimen needed to be preserved for DNA sequencing. Jeff provided me with a vial of magnesium chloride solution, which has the effect of completely anesthetizing nudibranchs. This prevents the slug from contracting into a ball when placed in the preservative and makes me feel a bit better about the ethical side of the process. With the adult preserved, I carefully transferred the remaining contents of the beaker with the egg coil and veligers into a sealed container to transport it back to the intertidal site where the adult was originally collected. I gently rinsed the veligers into the tide pool where they started their lives as round white ovotestes visible through the translucent back of the parent slug. On a morning in late June, Jeff got up way too early to meet me for a few hours of tide pooling at the site in Southwest Harbor, where we got to see many dozens of our mystery aeolid, along with lots of beautiful examples of 11 other species. Before he left, Jeff took my preserved specimen and sent it to Jerry Gosliner, a prominent expert on the taxonomy and systematics of nudibranchs. I'm quite excited to say that my specimen is now in Terry's hands, waiting to be DNA sequenced, revealing what we hope to be a distinct species new to science, or at the very least, a significant range expansion of a known species.
This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.